now. Me tuku mihi anō ki a koe, Mary Pickers. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wāte. It's much appreciated.
Kia ora, Claudette. Nice to be with you.
Yes, and so the announcement today, that would have come, well, you probably already knew it was coming, but it would have been welcome news, $23 million additional funding to whānau order services to help at this time, and we know that a lot of our whānau are experiencing food shortage at this time, as well as other access to other resources as well too. So a welcome announcement.
Very welcome indeed. I mean, you know, obviously we, to a certain extent, we had anticipated, but of course, when the lockdown came so quickly, less than 6 hours really notification, the whānau just didn't have any time at all. And, you know, very, very rarely do they have any discretionary dollars, any surplus dollars. And so it has actually hit them very hard. And I have to say, particularly obviously Auckland, because level four has continued their lockdown.
It's called a response and resilience fund, or is that what whānau ora are calling it, a response and resilience fund? What does, you know, I mean, it is about kai. We talked about kai. We talked about being in lockdown. How will it be best? What is the best utilisation for this funding?
Well, every one of our partners, our and particularly our lead providers, because we've been in constant contact with them over this period, they have been telling us what the issues are in their area. For some people, it is kai, obviously, but for others, it's about some of the essential services, and that's, for many of them, it's actually their health services. And those needs, you can't put those on hold for 12 months, for a number of weeks. You just can't do that. And so it's because, as we know, when level four comes, then all government departments and agencies, they go offline, they go, lockdown and everything else, like everybody else. And so our whānau can't do that, our provider partners can't do that. They know what's at stake if they don't get to the support of the whānau. So it's about ensuring that those critical services that whānau need, that we can help them navigate their way towards getting what it is what they need. And that's very crucial at this time as well. And they do trust whānau order providers. We've been here, obviously, in this situation over 12 months ago. We've built up credibility and for a long time now. But, you know, when it comes to a crisis situation, people want to deal with to be around. Sorry about that, Claudette. They want to know that they're going to be dealing with somebody that they know is around.
Look,
has been around.
Yes, absolutely. Now, and talking about those other medical or those other health issues that we are facing that do need to be addressed, we're talking about child vaccinations as an example. So even though we're talking about COVID vaccinations, what about our other vaccinations for our tamariki that are now due? We see that there is a desire to have mobility clinics. Whānau ora have already been doing those types of things. So does it include is this what you're talking about when you're talking about additional health requirements and services and rollout of those, things like tamariki vaccinations?
Yes, it isn't only, of course, the tamariki, but of course now they are included as well, because they're in the households where our adults are as well. But it's also making sure that our adults also, get on the get vaccinated. The uptake has been slow, as you know. For many of them, they can't, the fact that they've got to make an appointment that might be set for them on the 19th of September. Well, you know, as we know, most of our families don't know what they're doing many of them don't know what they're going to be doing by the weekend, let alone 2 weeks out. And we have significant no-shows normally for medical appointments. So that is an issue. Many times they can't queue for hours. Some of them don't have car. It's everything that actually puts up a barrier towards them that makes that makes it difficult for them. And they do want to protect themselves and their families. There's no doubt about that. But it has been difficult. The vaccination, I suppose you could say, rules and regulations and guidelines were certainly not developed with whānau in mind. They were not. And so what you will see with whānau order providers is that we try to be very innovative about how we can help our whānau get that necessary vaccination. And I have to say, particularly in Auckland, as soon as possible.
Yeah, look, South Auckland, of course, Te Tai Tokerau going to level 3 midnight tonight, but we still here in West Auckland, South Auckland particularly, but the whole of Tamaki Makaurau. What more needs to be done to ensure that we reach our whānau as much as possible? it does, you know, for, although I'm being, I know I'm being rather cynical, but it does, great that we've got the funding, great that they have ramped up, and I'm talking about the government, great that they have ramped up their strategy towards Māori. But you know what? They could have done this a whole lot earlier if they had just listened to Māori last year, 18 months ago. And dare I be the cynic again, but I just needed to say it wouldn't have come to this. So it wouldn't have come to this if it if we had have listened, if they had listened to us 18 months ago.
Well, Claudette, had we had, and of course it's, you know, this the timing wasn't right, but had we had, and that shows the necessity for an independent Māori health authority. So right from the start, we know how we can get our whānau engaged. We know the channels of communications, the pathways that we can use to get whānau engaged in this necessary vaccination. And of course, as always, you have the Ministry of Health. We know what's good for you. We'll put a guideline out that, you know, one size fits all. And it hasn't, we well know that it hasn't suited the Pacifica community as well, although their uptake, they're using their own channels now and trying to obviously vaccinate as quickly as they can. But for Māori, it's been quite a disaster, to be quite truthful. So what whānau order providers and what we're saying to them as a commissioning agency, what we're saying is you develop what you believe will encourage your whānau to get vaccinated in your own areas. Do what you have to do. And they're certainly coming back with some innovative ways as well. And the, as you say, the drive... What's happened there?
Oh, well, we just lost you again there. Big Brother's watching.
I'm getting used to this. I don't know why my phone's coming through this, but I'm sorry about that, Claudette.
Ka pai. Ka te pai. Now, in terms of this particular funding, is this new whānau order funding? Is this come from the COVID-19 relief funding? Because what we don't want to do is to have this funding, and I'm sure that that it isn't, but if you can just confirm, what we don't want is that this funding is actually for already tagged whānau order funding that should go to other services within whānau order rather than having it come out of the COVID-19 fund. It should come out of the COVID-19 fund and not from whānau order pūtea.
Our baseline funding. Yes, it's certainly not from our baseline funding. We would have been jumping up and down about that, I can assure you. But no, it is. And of course, the additional...
Oh, we do
I'm
keep
sorry,
on
Claudia,
switching
I'll get,
off.
I'll get somebody to give me some tuition.
Yes. Get your 12-year-old Moko or something. Get the 12-year-old in your bubble.
You're right. But the additional, you know, that's for specific needs, and those will be identified now because, you know, should this go on for some time, and also there are issues that are servicing that we can actually make sure that we're covering those off as well. So that additional amount, which is 14 million, that will certainly become in handy. But and it will be available when these additional impacts are being felt by the whānau. So we're very grateful for that as well.
They need to get in behind the saliva testing as well too?
That's right, yes. Saliva testing has been, that's one that people don't, I mean, you can get your results very quickly, very smartly. It's a real, I suppose you could say, it's a very effective way of delivering. And I know that's one that our people are certainly hoping that will be available to them in a wider manner. So, you know, that's really great when you see that. That could have been done earlier as well. So sometimes you wonder, don't you, why weren't they talking to the providers, the ones who know what will get people engaged and as early as possible?
Because they just don't like us.
Yeah, well, hey, we're here for the whole
They just
course.
Don't.
We ain't going anywhere.
Well, that's right. They just don't want to share. Thank you so very much. In all seriousness, thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Thank you very much for your kōrero. We appreciate all the really hard mahi that you and all the whānau order services do, particularly at this time. But, you know, 24/7 for our whānau katoa. Me tuku mihi kia